Hey there, overcomers. Welcome to the Overcomable podcast, where we celebrate unleashing our inner rebel and conquering the darkness every week by sharing uplifting stories, real talk, and a whole lot of inspiration. Thanks for being here on this journey with us as we navigate the challenges life throws our way, sharing inspiring stories of resilience, growth, and triumph. Together, we'll uncover the strategies, insights, and motivation needed to overcome obstacles and emerge stronger than ever. Get ready to be uplifted, motivated, and equipped to conquer whatever darkness comes your way. So let's get ready to conquer those obstacles and make every episode a step toward a brighter and stronger you. Ready? Let's go. Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode of the Overcomable podcast. This is Trish, your host. Our guest today is Danielle Lopez. Danielle is a higher self transcendence coach. Danielle's passion for personal development and coaching began in 2021 after her mother's tragic passing. This event reignited childhood trauma and severe depression, jeopardizing her health, family, and career. Determined to heal, Danielle embarked on a relentless mission to restore her well-being. Her journey prompted her to create Higher Self Transcendence Coaching, a unique blend of positive psychology, spirituality, and sound therapy to foster transformative growth in others. Thank you, Danielle, so much for being with us today.
Hey, Trish, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so you are a higher self transcendence coach. Can you talk about what that entails? What kind of coaching is that?
Sure. So I started my company, Higher Self Transcendence Coaching, and it really was a door that opened for me after the loss of my mom. So my mom passed away in 2021. And for some of us, it's like, oh, you know, my mom's got cancer, you know, my mom's in hospice, or you have an idea that your loved one is not well and going to pass soon. For the case of my mom, she was dealing with a lot of demons and she had severe alcoholism for a long time. And it was one of those nights where she had one too many. She tripped, fell, and hit her head, and that was the end of it. And I wasn't there and I couldn't say goodbye. And that was really hard. So, you know, I was grieving the loss of my mom, but it also unleashed a tidal wave of emotions that I had suppressed from my childhood. So growing up, my parents were drug addicts and alcoholics and struggling with their own mental health issues. And, you know, that background doesn't give a child that many opportunities or likelihood for success. But literature shows that when children grow up in these type of situations, they have some positive common characteristics in that they tend to be people pleasers. They tend to strive for perfectionism, but also they hold a lot of that secret. So I grew up in a very secretive environment. And when my mom passed, I finally felt allowed to share these stories. I would never share the stories before because I didn't want to say anything, you know, bad about my parents. So when she passed away, I slipped into this depression where I wasn't caring for myself, wasn't taking care of my family, wasn't present at work. I stopped everything and went on this mission of therapy, hypnotherapy, medication, alternative meds, biohacking, diet, exercise, personal development. And when people ask, you know, why are you doing all this stuff? You have a great life and you have a good relationship and children. Told them where I came from. And they're like, oh my gosh, how did you get to where you are now? So I knew that it was my calling to help other people move through their difficult situations. And I'm so proud that I get to work with clients in that manner every day.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing, especially that child that is growing up. And I don't know what kind of emotions or thoughts that were a part of you. Do you want to talk about that? Some of our audience might be able to relate to that.
Absolutely. And that's why now I want to share these things, When you have a gift, you wrap it up and you give it, right? There's no point in having a gift to keep. So I know that I have to share these things because I want to help other people. And I know it's things that they're not talking about either, but children and their minds, we're all like little meaning-making machines. So if your parents go away for days to do drugs and get high and leave you by yourself, that says, I'm not important. No one loves me. Nobody cares to hear what I have to say. I'm not valuable. All of those things. And then that's what leads to the constant striving for perfection, leads to the constant people pleasing. So there's always a root cause for the things that we do. And a lot of times it goes back to the things that happened in our childhood. So a lot of the work that I do with people is, overcoming those mindsets so that you can move on to be your higher self. You might be in a career that you don't like, but you're doing extremely well because you think that's the thing that you should do. But maybe when we talk about your passion, maybe that's the thing that you want to do. So, basically through the self-healing journey that I took myself through, I give my clients all those resources at discounts because sometimes it's very hard. Like, I don't want you to go out and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in therapy and all these modalities. Let me give you the shortcut. And also a really exciting 7-step process that I developed that can help anybody accomplish any goal.
And we get that from, do we go to your website?
So it's a program that I do. I have some downloads where you could have kind of like a simplified version. And then if you want some help digging into that a little bit deeper, absolutely, that's what I'm here to help. But I'll make sure that your listeners have that link so they can download that information and then they'll have my contact details as well.
Okay, thank you. Let's talk about the higher self. So some people in that are listening right now might not know what that means. Like, what is our higher self and how do we get in touch with that?
Yeah, that's great. I look at our lives in, four kind of broad categories. So you've got your health and wellness. That's your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health. You've got your lifestyle. So that's like your physical environment, your livelihood, how you make money, your financial health. We also have our growth categories, whether that's spiritual, personal, or professional. And then lastly, I love the relationships because it's not just the relationships you have with other people, your neighbors, your colleagues, your friends, your family, but the relationship that you have with yourself. So when you have a problem with your life, it's one of those categories or subcategories. So the first thing I ask people to do is let's identify the category, be really, really honest. And how would you rate yourself on a 1 to 10 scale? Okay. All right, Trish, how do you feel about your relationships? Well, if you're rating them like a 5 or 6, okay. Now, what would you like that ideal rating to be? Think a healthy rating is 8 or 9. Okay, and then next we do in business what's called well, first, I'm sorry, you need to very clearly and as much smell, taste, color, sound, detail as possible, identify what that next step looks like. So for me, in my whole transformation journey, I needed to improve my health. My physical health, and there's a lot of connection between our physical and mental health. So I wanted to improve my physical health. You get all those positive chemicals that make your brain feel better, all the happiness that's natural. So I printed out pictures of what I looked like in my best shape, and I posted them in the bathroom. I posted them on the inside of the snack cabinets. All the things that you would trigger me to make a bad choice, I looked at that picture. So that does one thing. You can do this with your bank account, you can do it, with anything, a vision board in one specific area, but then your brain looks at it and says, like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to look like. That's what I'm supposed to be. And your brain does everything in its power to make your body look like that or make your bank account look like that. So those visual cues are the first step in achieving your goals and telling your brain where you want to be.
Awesome. So vision boards, and you used your own picture. Did I hear that correctly? So it was your picture of how you wanted to look, and that was the key to get your brain to see that image, and it just went from there.
And what was crazy was, and of course, in combination, I tested my hormones, I changed my diet, changed my exercise. The picture of me was when I bounced back into shape at 32 after my second child. I reverted back to my high school weight, and which is like I did not even think that was going to happen.
Wow.
But again, it's that power of visualization and training your brain to what you're supposed to be.
So together with visualization, did you feel like you had to change your mindset in order to believe that this could be something possible? How does
Absolutely.
mindset play into this type of transformation?
Absolutely. So when you take away all of those things, say you diet and exercise for 6 months, you get to your goal weight, and then you stop those things, you still have the same relationship in your mind with food. And if you go back to those old habits, you'll get your old body. Another thing is you might not even know is that you're sabotaging yourself. Like, I don't deserve to look pretty. I don't deserve to be thin. I don't deserve to be fit. Nobody cares. You might not even know that you have those subconscious beliefs, but you do. And those are things that you need to overcome. So it's absolutely a mindset shift to change yourself from your current situation to where you want to be.
And what would you say to some of the audience that might be in those old habits that you said that they really don't feel they deserve to look good or feel good or have this certain thing? It's that mind that they've grown up with, those beliefs, that belief system. What's something they can do to jumpstart that opt to go the opposite way, to believe that this is possible, that they do deserve to have a good life?
Absolutely. Well, your habits turn into your routines, and all these routines you build up turn into your character, right? And the person that you are, achieving your higher self. So, for example, you decide the current situation is a six, you want to get it to a nine. You do that gap analysis in between, and now we're making a smart plan because you could say you want to lose weight, but if you never make a plan to do it, you're never going to get there. So then I help my clients make a plan. For some people who are not sure what type of habits they need to achieve their routines, I have preset calendars in each life category for lifestyle, for health and wellness, for growth and relationships. They can opt into and also change to suit them better. Maybe they don't want to do the breakfast at 6:45, they do it at 9. That's great. But it's not just a reminder, eat a healthy breakfast. In the notes, it's why a healthy breakfast supports your brain and your body. And here's even some examples of some things that you can eat real quick. So you're constantly doing these habits. You build a new routine. Next step, you have to have some accountability to that. So I'm your accountability partner on the other end of that calendar, but also you need to go out and make a declaration. Maybe you go get an accountability partner. Maybe you say it to your whole podcast audience. Wherever you make that public declaration, sometimes people don't keep a promise to themselves, but they'll keep it to other people. So it's about having that accountability.
And you touched on an interesting point. We don't keep promises to ourselves,
Yeah.
which I find interesting because we're the ones that, we're kind of counting on ourselves.
Yeah. It's really, really wild. When you break down all the steps in between where you are and where you want to be, you decide if you're just interested in changing or you're really committed to it. So after you make the decision to change, you put in your calendar, you must also have a contingency plan. What happens when I'm on my diet and my friend asks me to go out for nachos and margaritas? It's either you're going to opt for seltzer with lime instead, or maybe you ask the friend to go on a walk and we could catch up. We could do a healthy activity together. We could still spend time together. I still love you, but what you're wanting to do is not in alignment with my assignment, basically. When we talk about those relationships too, it's about the people that we spend our time with. Are the people you spend your time with the right people to help you make the changes in your life that you want? And where it gets tricky is when they're not, and they're your close friends, they're family members, and we have to take ourselves away from that person, but it's do you want to make the change for yourself? And that's where I help.
And that can be really hard to break those relationships or even get some distance in there if it's something that you've been used to or it's been such a big part of your life. How can we stay away from those people? that we know are not good for us, that we know are going to take us out for that margarita or chicken wing or something, that their pizza, that thing that we know that if we go into that space, it's not going to help us. We're going to get back
and
to this.
It's a very relatable concept when you talk about food, but what about your finances? Do your friends encourage you to buy things to impress other people that you don't need? Are you buying things to fill a vacancy that you think is filling it with retail therapy? You know, there's all these different situations where it might not be the people around you that are the right people. And if you don't physically have those people, you know, that's okay too. Great situation, quarantine. We weren't seeing anybody, right? But it's podcasts like yours, Trish, that people can tune into to hear your positivity and your guest positivity. Maybe it's a personal development group. You could be around other people aligned with your goals. There's always a way. And sometimes in our limited perception, you just feel in this silo. Like, I'm stuck. No one else has this problem. I'm never getting out of it. But you know, that's when it comes to help people kind of widen their horizons at the different options and availability that is to them.
And let's go back a little bit to our childhood traumas that turn us into people pleasers.
Yeah.
So when you're an adult and you find yourself in that character, in that characteristic, that you are craving, you know, approval from people, you are trying to please everybody, how do you get out of that mode so you can start on that path to higher self transcendence? Because I feel like as long as you're in that people pleasing, this is too far out to get to if you're constantly worrying about what people are going to think of me, or how can I do this for somebody? This person needs me for this. If there's too much people pleasing going on, how can we move away from that to get on that path towards higher self, transcendence?
Absolutely. And the answer is burnout. And you'll know your body tells you when you're burnout, and that can manifest in a number of different things, but exhaustion, it could be depression, it could be anxiety. ADHD, we now know, is triggered by traumatic events. It's all of those things that your body is telling you to say no. So when you look at your calendar and it's like, I have 14 client calls, and then I have to pick up my kids, and then I have to drop my dog off at the vet, and then when I come home, I need to make dinner, and then I still have to clean the house, and now it's 11 o'clock, and I still have to journal and write my book in the side business. You know, I'm sure everybody has had days like that, but when it's days, turns into weeks, turns into months, it's very, very unhealthy for you. So I take a look at people's calendar and you say, like, I don't have time, or I want to spend more time doing this. Well, let's look at what your typical day is like, and let's look at your calendar, and where can we just, you know, say no to some of these things? And that's okay. Saying no to someone else is saying yes to you, giving you your time back.
Right.
But also, what can we delegate? Do you need to clean your home? Or would it make more sense for you to pay someone else who's an expert in that area to clean your house? And now you have an extra 4 hours to spend with your family or spend on your side hustle, or you're not getting very far in your social media. Does it make sense to pay an expert to do that? And then you can spend more time in developing yourself or doing something else. So it's about rebalancing your schedule so that you're not in burnout. You should never be in burnout. And too often we do that because we want to please other people and we want to achieve the greatest. But sometimes we just need to have some time to ourselves.
Yes, I love that answer so much, because burnout is something I'm way too familiar with.
Yes.
And hopefully our audience can prevent any kind of burnout, any kind of, you know, that rock bottom that people have to hit before they get help. Because once you get there, then it's harder. It's a lot harder. But in this conversation, our audience can hear, you know, certain things that they can do that can help themselves before they get to that point, because that's what we want to avoid, is that burnout, that,
yes,
you know, there's no way out type of feeling.
Yes, absolutely. Healthy routines and healthy support systems are critical to a healthy person.
Exactly. Thank you so much. So where can we tell the audience to find you?
Yes, so please stop by higherself.design. It's HIGHERSELF dot design. Design your higher life, your higher self. There is a chat bot there. That chat bot goes directly to me, or you can email me at danielle@higherself.design.
Hey, thank you so much. And thank you for the work that you're doing. This is so important. Just transformation and transcendence is so important from these levels of this hard work that we do to ourselves every
Yes.
day.
You are enough. You are enough.
Yes, thank you. That is a great way to end this conversation. Yes, we are enough. You are enough. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Danielle, so much. I appreciate your time and your insights.
Thank you, Trish, for having me. It's been amazing.
Thank you for tuning in to the Overcomable podcast today and for joining us on this empowering journey. Remember, we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. Obstacles are just opportunities in disguise. Keep pushing forward, stay resilient, and embrace the triumphs that await you. Until next time, this is Trish signing off, reminding you that you have the strength to overcome any challenge life throws your way. And remember, the universe is out there cheering us on. See you in the next episode. If you would like to learn more about our mission, please visit our website at www.overcomable.com, where you can also find some inspirational and helpful resources to help and empower you to live your best life.